Insights.
This is Akashwani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh Pakhwada, commemorating 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Participants are Dipali Masirkar, Director, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, and K.V. Prasad, Senior Journalist. Moderator is Vaibhav J. Srivastava.
The Ministry of Tribal Affairs has announced the commencement of the Janajatiya Gaurav Varsh Pakhwada from the 1st to the 15th of November 2025. To talk more in detail about the Janajatiya Gaurav Varsh and the Pakhwada and the importance of celebrating the 150 years of Dharti Aba, Bhagwan Birsa Munda's birth anniversary, we're joined in the studios of Akashvani by two very special guests. First of all, we have with us Ms. Dipali Masirkar, Director of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. Ma'am, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you so much, Vaibhav.
And we are also joined in by Sri K.V. Prasad, Senior Journalist. Sir, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
Before we start the show, let's hear the words of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
2025 mein Bhagwan Birsa Munda ki 150vi janm jayanti hai. BJP ne sankalp liya hai ki 2025 varsh ko janjatiya gaurav varsh ke roop mein manaya jayega. Adivasi kala sanskriti se judi virasat ko samruddh karne ke liye fund badhaya jayega. SC, ST, OBC ke kalyan se judi yojanaen तेजी से जमीन पर उतरे. इसके लिए हर जिले में जो कमेटियां बनेगी उन कमेटियों में एससी एसटी या ओबीसी के कोई न कोई प्रतिनिधि उस कमेटी में रखे जाएंगे. एकलव्य मॉडल स्कूलों की संख्या 750 तक पहुंचाने के लिए तेजी से काम किया जाएगा. जनजातियों में भी पिछड़ी जनजातियों के लिए 24,000 करोड़ रुपए की पीएम जनमन योजना पर पहले से ही काम चल रहा है. मोदी के तीसरे कार्यकाल में इसे भी तेज गति से पूरा किया जाएगा. इन प्रयासों से मध्य प्रदेश के हमारे एससी एसटी ओबीसी समाज को आगे बढ़ने में बहुत मदद मिलेगी.
दीपाली मैम, माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन वुड बी फ्रॉम यू. How important it is that such initiatives are being taken under the visionary leadership of the Prime Minister, and how important it is to pay homage to inclusive and sustainable development.
As we all heard that our Honourable Prime Minister had launched on November 15, 2024, the Janjatiya Gauravas celebrations. These are year-long celebrations, and this is to respect and to commemorate the enduring legacy of our tribal hero, Birsa Munda ji, who's also revered as Dharti Aba. And I think it is really important because Dharti Aba, Birsa Munda ji, symbolized his bond with land and his people. His teachings also combined spirituality, social reform and resistance. And he did contribute to the freedom struggle. And this entire year is celebrated to honor with a lot of valor and side by side, it is also, there is rich history, rich culture, heritage and knowledge systems that the tribals have. So this is an opportunity for all of us to promote that rich tribal art, culture and heritage and to create awareness about all the tribal freedom fighter leaders and the initiatives and schemes that are being taken up by the ministry at the national level and the state level, the mainstream population, in understanding what the contributions of these great heroes were and what potential the tribals have in contributing to the development of our nation.
Ms. Masirkar, it is often seen that the Prime Minister talks about the youth of the country as truly one of the best resources that we have. When we talk about Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda, we celebrate his birth anniversary. The Prime Minister gives so much of importance in spreading the great message that Dharti Aba Shri Birsa Munda ji gave to the world and the kind of struggle that he did for India. How inspiring it is for the youth and how important it is for their future that they learn about the heroes that have been in India and then shape the future of the country.
It is very, very important because we are all aware of demographic dividend that our nation has. And therefore, it is very important to tap onto that potential. And when our Honorable Prime Minister, through the GJGV celebrations, when he invokes these leaders, it does create a sense of pride amongst this youth because they are the future of our nation. And I'm sure it does motivate them to contribute positively towards nation building. And on these lines, the ministry has had a lot of initiatives when it comes to education, when it comes to health of the youth, and also when it comes to skilling and providing entrepreneurship opportunities to the youth. And I'm sure that we will have great success stories from all across, and we will see that ensuring that development is done in true sense.
True. Mr. Prasad, how important it is that we are celebrating the Janajatiya Gaurav Varsh and the Pakhwada, and how important it is to recognize, remember, and reinvigorate the message of the great freedom fighters such as Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda.
As societies modernize, and we've seen this a challenge that most nation states have feeling, that while people want to develop their country themselves and modernize, there is always this challenge of how to retain the traditional values and traditional culture. And through this, and in particular, as ma'am was mentioning, the tribals of India have unique and distinct identity in several parts of the country. We are rich in many parts of them. And everybody wants to progress. The governments have put in programs to bring them on par with what's required in terms of a modern nation state. But at the same time, retaining those traditional culture, traditional value requires a certain amount of, you know, they're taking pride in it. And these events do add to that luster. At the same time, the youth who may have heard these stories, you know, as hand-me-downs from generation to generation, do take a sense of pride and sense of belongingness to the whole thing, because that gives you a very, very distinct identity. And the fact that they take pride in what these communities bring to the development and growth while retaining its traditional values.
As part of the Janajatiya Gaurav Varsh Pakhwada, as you know, and you've been working for this for so long, leading up to the Janajatiya Gaurav Divas 2025, states and UTs are organizing a vibrant series of events showcasing tribal culture, heritage, and achievements. From the Tribal Frames Film Festival in Manipur and Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh Folk Art Festival in Chhattisgarh, to tribal melas in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Janajatiya Gaurav Yatra in Gujarat, and the Adi Khel Divas in Uttarakhand, how important are all these measures for the youth in the tribal areas? How important it is for their future? And what other great steps are being taken by the ministry and the government of India to ensure that the tribals of the country, the tribal population, the youth in these tribal areas develop, know the meaning of sustainable development, and become the part of the great journey that our country is on?
So, Vaibhav, as mentioned by you, we are having the Janajatiya Gaurav Pakhwada, which is a fortnight-long celebration. It is really meant to deepen the public engagement and celebrate tribal heritage, heroes, and also contemporary progress through, you know, various activities at schools, at districts, at blocks, at villages. So it is a way of bringing everyone together in a better way.
Mr. Prasad, your views on the same?
Well, the fact is, you know, when you're bringing together people at one place, it gives you a sense of bonhomie, sense of identity. As I mentioned, the fact is you also realize that within the tribal community, as I mentioned, every tribal community has a very, very distinct inheritance. And that gets known to other parts of the world, both to people who don't belong to the tribes and also to other tribes. It brings a very distinct cultural exchange that happens. At the same time, you get the idea of, you know, what is known as, we have a very, as I said, apart from the tribal identity, you celebrate that. You also have this indigenous knowledge system, which are very, very honed over a period of time. And as you mentioned in one of your earlier comments, the issue of sustainable development. Now, like, sustainable development is, as I said, once again, a big challenge that the world is facing today. And that's one reason why we always rely upon this traditional knowledge, how people in the tribal communities have lived in consonance with nature and without really damaging the ecological system. This is something modern economies are facing a challenge. And today, when you're talking of the larger issues, whether it is global warming and all, so people are looking at these aspects. The social scientists look at these challenges, how we're taken care. Remember, there was, if I'm not mistaken, way back when the tsunami hit India, we read some reports about how the tribal communities in Andaman and Nicobar had moved to safer places much before they, and that was not without any scientific, but they had that early sense of how to understand Mother Nature. So these are some of the issues that modern societies do like to learn and preserve and promote.
The Pali ma'am, the Prime Minister has often mentioned that education, skilling, entrepreneurship, important are these messages when the youth of the tribal areas listen to them. What
to ensure quality education for tribal children, we do have EMRS, that is the Eklavya Model Residential Schools, which are equipped with smart classrooms, which have space labs, which have all sports facilities and a very good boarding arrangement so that the tribal children can come and learn there. And also they appreciate the traditions, the knowledge systems which they have in their communities and also learn new things, new technology. So post that, we are trying to train the bright students in entrance exams like JEE Mains and NEET. And also provide them vocational training so that they can find some employment in the field. Partnerships with a lot of ministries like the MSME, the Ministry of Skill Development, with RD. We are ensuring that skilling is done for these tribal students so that, again, they're able to earn their livelihood. We do have schemes within our ministry at national level and at state level, apart from the partnerships that we have with the rest of the ministries. We try through our Vandan Vikas Kendras because, you know, as we all are aware that a lot of tribal population is still based and dependent on the forest resources.
Mm-hmm.
So through these Vandan Vikas Kendras, we do provide them a value chain and ensure that their products are contemporized, modernized and sold in the industry. So we are looking at providing financial linkages, looking at providing market linkages. So through various initiatives of the Government of India, we are trying to reach out to them and ensure that they're able to earn, not just earn their livelihood, but also become entrepreneurs.
Cornerstones for any developed society would always be great education, great skilling, entrepreneurship skills. And of course, at the latest stages, a great model for revenue making. As Dipali ma'am just mentioned, what are your views on how can we more for these tribal communities?
While talking, I was recalling very early about when I started this profession as a sports journalist. There was a scheme that was run at that point of time, which talked about bringing out people from these tribal communities who have special skills into sporting activity. Mm-hmm. And what was started was a special area games scheme. And one of the, like, archer, Limba Ram, acquired international fame. There were different people, you know, boxing from Manipur, Siddhi tribes, for you know, long distance running and so on and so forth. There were, so these are constant efforts, and that progress in say the, whatever the governments of the day at that point of time was learnt and unlearned, surely everything works into. And today we are in a final position where the launch of several schemes, several initiatives across states, so that there is a unified and as ma'am was mentioning, take them forward on the, so that they are economically empowered, educationally empowered, and also most importantly, their health system schemes, that health, modern health systems are also available in addition to the traditional fortification that they have of an approach, which is something which is very appreciable.
Dipali ma'am, your brief comments about the vision of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs and how far along will these initiatives go in making sure that the tribal communities are in the mainstream for their...
Dati Gaurava Salute is a year-long initiative, but it is not just restricted to an event. We are committed, the ministry and the Government of India is committed to not just preserving the cultural heritage of the tribal population, but also provide them opportunities. PM Janki Aba Janjati Gramutkarsh Abhiyan. This spreads to around almost 26 states. And the first scheme, that is the PM Janman scheme, focuses on the PVTG populations. And through these schemes, we are providing interventions both at individual level and at society level at Kasats.
And KV Prasadji, sir, for your valuable insights.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh Pakhwada, commemorating 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The participants were Dipali Masirkar, Director, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, and K.V. Prasad, Senior Journalist. Moderator was Vaibhav J. Srivastav. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Insights.